Another thing I think I've heard in some of our recent ovarian interviews is a question about sort of an anti-ascites effect, maybe directly, that in some way maybe more vascular or something rather than directly against the tumor. I know it would be kind of hard to actually tell that, but I've heard about occasional cases of people with very progressive ascites that seem to do very well on Bev, but maybe the objective tumor markers, et cetera, aren't really changing. Question mark, is it something else going on? Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think that it's almost certainly true that bevacizumab and drugs like bevacizumab will reduce ascites. And in order to see that, you have to think about the pathophysiology of ascites. Ascites is an ultrafiltrate of plasma, and it is the consequence of having plasma seep through the loose intraendothelial connections in tumor vessels and accumulate in spaces where the pressure is lower, like the peritoneal cavity. And so if one gives a drug like bevacizumab, reduces the circulating VEGF, you can then tighten up those connections between the endothelial cells, decrease the amount of ascites leaking out of those tumor vessels, and as a consequence have the balance between ascites formation and ascites reabsorption begin to favor reabsorption, and the ascites can dry up. And that's really completely independent of any direct effect on the tumor cells themselves. The only problem with it is that it is a very, very difficult thing to use as an endpoint in a clinical trial because there are many things that cause ascites, and measuring ascites is very complicated. And so it's almost inconceivable to imagine a way that you could use the resolution of ascites as an approvable endpoint in a clinical trial. But there's no doubt that it does have a really important effect for the patients in terms of quality of life.
So I take it then you've observed that yourself in your own
practice? Oh, absolutely. One sees that very commonly. I have a group of patients who have been receiving bevacizumab continuously since June of 2005, when the first reports of bevacizumab activity in ovarian cancer were reported in that meeting. And some of those patients were very advanced at the time they began on the bevacizumab and have really had just a remarkable improvement in the quality of their life. Their CA-125 has gone from the thousands down to the hundreds and the tens and has been able to be maintained there. Now, sadly, not every patient that receives bevacizumab has that kind of a response. But when a patient does have a good effect from bevacizumab, it can be very durable and result in a huge improvement in quality of life.
Not to get too far out on a tangent, although this seems to lend itself to that, what about Bev in ascites, you know, with tumor cells in the fluid in other tumors, and what about mesothelioma?
Well, certainly the mechanism that would decrease ascites in the context of ovarian cancer would be equally at play in most other tumors, because the pathophysiology is the same, that there's a leaky vasculature which is in part resolved by the removal of the VEGF from the circulation. As far as its potential in mesothelioma, because mesothelioma does represent a little more, it's not a classic epithelial cancer, it's a little harder to know exactly what the consequences are going to be. It would certainly be conceivable that the consequences will be favorable in mesothelioma as well, but I don't know that we're at a point where we can say that confidently.